From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association launched a media campaign urging Congress to pass the USMCA. The campaign features personal stories from cattle and beef producers across the country who want Congress to ratify the USMCA as quickly as possible. NCBA President Jennifer Houston tells AgriMarketing.com cattle producers need certainty with Canada and Mexico so that we can continue to build on 25 years of duty-free, unrestricted trade in North America. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced last week her desire to approve the USMCA, something the ag sector is counting on. But according to AgriPulse.com, Pelosi's support for a vote on the Trump administration's top legislative goal this year doesn't mean it'll happen before the August recess. Pelosi is still demanding USMCA cut provisions requiring Mexico and Canada to extend patents for biologic pharmaceuticals, as well as including new labor and environmental standards. As the growing season continues and farmers are expected to file prevent plant claims on a record number of acres, USDA is easing cover crop harvest rules to ensure livestock producers have adequate feed. Farmers who planted cover crops on prevent plant acres this year will be permitted to hay, graze, and chop those fields on September 1st instead of November 1st. Undersecretary Bill Northey tells AgWeb.com this change will make good stewardship of the land easier while improving the chance quality forage is available for livestock this fall. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.